AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In court in Fresno, California today, Corey Ali Mohammed shouted, "Natural disasters striking America will increase." He is accused of shooting and killing three people this week in Fresno. He's also accused in another deadly shooting in the city. Mohammed also yelled, "Let black people go" in reparations. The prosecutor in Paris says the gunman yesterday along the Champs-Élysées had a note defending the Islamic State group with him when he opened fire on police officers. One officer was killed in Paris. The gunman was later killed. American John Finney got a look at the gunman.
There was absolute chaos and panic with all the people hit here on the street. People were falling down.
President Trump is predicting the attack in Paris will have a big effect on the French election. The president says he's not worried about a government shutdown.
I think we're in good shape.
The White House budget director Mick Mulvaney said money for the president's border wall must be part of the legislation passed to fund the federal government, along with money to hire more immigration agents. The House Intelligence Committee has asked top law enforcement and intelligence officials to testify in open and closed hearings next week about Russian activities during the 2016 election. Sales of new homes last month reached a 10-year high. Chief Economist Lawrence Yoon at the National Association of Realtors says this is happening as demand is high and inventory is lower.
Right now, the demand is outpacing supply, and that's why the home prices are rising in most parts of the country.
The stable economy has intensified demand from would-be buyers. Prosecutors say an Alaska dentist charged with Medicaid fraud pulled a sedated patient's tooth while riding a hoverboard. Seth Lookhart is charged with 17 counts of Medicaid fraud in Alaska. Wall Street stocks have moved lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 18 points. This is AP Radio News. The British government isn't going to outlaw companies from making women wear high heels at work.
The high heel has become a hot topic in Britain after receptionist Nicola Thorpe was sent home without pay from her finance firm in December 2015 for wearing flat shoes. She started an online petition that got so many signatures it triggered a debate in Parliament. Officials now have refused to specifically ban high heels in the workplace, but say dress codes must include equivalent requirements for both men and women. From her side, Nicola Thorpe says not going for a change of law is a cop-out. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A sixth grader in Maine, Molly Nooner, believes the dress code at her middle school is unfair and sexist. It prohibits students from wearing short or tight-fitting skirts or shorts and also outlaws thin strap tops. She was told they are a distraction to boys. Nooner wants the dress code at her school to be reviewed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.